Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So get started with the top stories going on here today. So starting off with the President Biden pardoning all federal offenses of simple marijuana possession. It's the first step in some sort of federal decriminalization. If you've listened to the show here before, you've heard me say it before, I'll say it again. It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when marijuana will be just as legal as alcohol is. And, it'll have restrictions. It'll have taxes against it. Everything just the same as alcohol does. On a federal level, it's not a matter of when. And we're seeing basically big step for that happening. The problem has always been, in the past, has been, well, what do you do with all the people that will be left at or will be, removed from prison? So there's been a few conversations in the past of like, well, maybe what we'll do is we'll say, we'll go ahead and say that there's a, we'll decriminalize it going forward, but it's not retroactive. And but the president here today pardoning all those that had, that had minor marijuana offenses in the past. So that's a pretty big deal right there. And then let's see here. Nikki Fried. I wanted to weigh in on Nikki Fried. Where'd it go? I just had it here. Okay, here it goes. She weighed in on this. She said, today is an extraordinary, this is our agriculture commissioner here in the state of Florida. She said, today is an extraordinary step forward in the name of justice for the victims of unjust sentencing whose lives have been upended or even destroyed. She goes on and explains, the president is doing the right thing, ordering a review of the classification of marijuana, and I am pleased to see that this will be an expedited process. President Biden also called on governors to pardon simple state marijuana possession offenses. And so then she's called for Governor DeSantis to do the same. And she goes on and says this, the people of Florida know I have been a long advocate for medical marijuana and the hemp industry and for the complete overhaul of antiquated, unjust marijuana policy as it relates to our criminal justice system. Today is a victory, and we owe our gratitude and responding to our calls for justice, President Biden. So there you go. Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried, who has been somebody who has done a lot to promote and encourage legalization of medical structure of medical marijuana and things like that. So, she's definitely done a lot of that. And so now here she's weighing in on what the president did today. Continue on here with other top stories. Ukraine has regained 150 miles of land in expanding a counteroffensive. And Russia says that there's no nuclear threat. That's just NATO trying to drum up some fear, is what they said. And then we have Europe holding a 44-leader summit that does not include Russia. Which you're going to start seeing more and more of that, of them excluding Russia, I'm sure, pertaining to European meetings and stuff like that. A Proud Boys member has pled guilty to seditious conspiracy for the U.S. Capitol attack on January 6th. So ex-Oath Keeper, Proud Boys leader, pleading guilty to seditious conspiracy. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns to report at the moment. We do have an accident at East Fairfield. This is just off of 9th in the westbound direction. So in between 9th Avenue and 12th Avenue, but really not seeing too bad of delays, but just keep that in mind. I-10 and I-110 are moving smoothly without delays throughout Pensacola. I-10 into Mobile as well, really not seeing anything to slow you down. You'll see your everyday slow-moving traffic on the causeway getting over Mobile Bay, but other than that, looking good. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point in Navarre, nothing out of the ordinary. You will have your everyday slowdowns if you're heading eastbound out of Gulf Breeze towards Tiger Point in front of the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
One of the other big stories that happened in the news today, the federal court has declared that the DACA program is illegal. And they've left the policy intact for the 600,000 immigrant dreamers who've already, you know, been part of the system, but have ordered that there should be no more new applicants for DACA. So this is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. This is where if you're a kid and your parents brought you over to the country, I mean, it wasn't your, you know, you didn't have a say in that, right? And so you were a kid when you came over here, maybe 3 years old, and then you basically went to school, and you went to middle school, and you went to high school, and you graduated. You know, this is your country, essentially. So this program was set up with good intentions under the Obama administration, which is it's not the kids' fault. The kids should not be punished for the sins of the fathers and the mothers, per se, right? So it was with good intentions. But as soon as DACA got passed, that's what created the unaccompanied minors flooding to our borders. And furthermore, the crazy thing about it was when Trump tried to get rid of it, it was implemented in executive order from Obama. Excuse me, Trump came in and said, "Yeah, I'm going to end the DACA program." Shockingly, the court said, "No, you can't end it," and it was just shocking. And of course, that led to a whole bunch of other stuff. Well, now the courts are going and saying, "Okay, yes, it is illegal. It is not. If we're going to run it the way it has been run." It needs to be a law, which means it needs to have a bill introduced in Congress and go through the proper channels to become law. So that's what's happened right there. Okay, it's Pensacola right now. In fact, we'll talk more about that at the beginning of the next hour. Those are some of the top stories. Oh, by the way, the Dow also dropped about 350 points today as jobless claims rose just a little bit. Tomorrow at about 5:10, we'll go over our jobs report, where we'll take a deeper dive into it and try to see, okay, so the jobless claims went up, but what about continued unemployment and all that? We'll go through that at the beginning of tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll take a deeper dive into the jobs report. All right, it's Pensacola right now at Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437. The Dragon Vote Festival is coming up here on Saturday, and they're still looking for some teams. So just go to PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com for more information about that. PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Elon Musk says Twitter won't take yes for an answer. He's looking to close that deal in his ongoing legal fight with Twitter to close the original deal. He says he wants to close it at just over $54 a share. The Tesla CEO said his attorneys are saying that Twitter, though, is refusing to set aside the litigation. And Musk says that could impede their deal as they move forward. Apparently, there's some more issues in Southwest Florida, but the issues now, Bobby, being caused by electric vehicles. Florida Fire Marshal Jimmy Petronas says there's a bunch of electric vehicles that have been disabled by Hurricane Ian. And he says that those electric vehicles, as they're sitting there, their batteries are apparently corroding, and that means they could burst into flames at any minute. He's posted several videos showing how difficult it is, apparently, to fight these fires on electric vehicles because of their batteries. Bobby, you know, every now and then we hear a story about a parent who gets a little too emotionally invested in their kids' sports activities or games, that type of thing. Yeah. Happens all the time. Well, we've got a story like that right here from Pensacola today. A Pensacola man now charged with child abuse and disorderly conduct after apparently getting a bit too involved in his son's youth football practice last month. Happened over at the Longleaf Elementary School football field. Deputies say 41-year-old David Taylor was arguing with coaching staff when they got to the school. Apparently what happened, the argument started, according to witnesses, when Taylor's son was overpowered during a one-on-one tackling scrimmage. Taylor apparently got upset, took his son's football helmet, put it on, and then rammed headfirst into a 9-year-old child. An arrest report says that Taylor then shoved the child back by the arms. And that's when the coaches intervened. Taylor was arguing with the coaches when they got there. He's been arrested this week, now been released on $30,000 bond.
Yeah, I saw that story as well. And it's like, it's flabbergasting. I mean, when I saw that, honestly, I was like, oof. Boy, a grown adult basically doing that to – it'd be one thing like if he put the helmet on and like tackled the coach that he was upset with or even the parent of the kid. But to actually tackle the 9-year-old kid, I was like, oh, my gosh. How did he not – how is this guy not beat up and in the hospital?
Right.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know how he didn't end up in jail that day. It took apparently several weeks for the investigation or whatever. But yeah, it's just too far.
Yeah, too far, and that exact. I mean, that's exactly it. I'm like, when I saw a picture of the guy too, I was like, how in the world was this guy not beat up? I just don't get. I don't get it. So I just, and then yeah, how did he not end up in jail right away? And there's a lot of questions. A lot of questions about that one. So, but I guess it just took a while to for them to arrest him. So, and investigate it. But wow, so bizarre. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
You're going to see your everyday afternoon traffic on 98 eastbound. It is, just as slow as usual. We did get a text in letting us know that Live Oak eastbound is backed up to about Gulf Breeze proper. So you'll start seeing those slowdowns again. Gulf Breeze proper eastbound, it'll clear up after you get past Gondolier Boulevard. 98 throughout Navarre is moving smoothly. Really nothing too bad to slow you down, except if you are in the Hurlburt Field area, you're going to see your everyday slowdowns moving westbound. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes throughout Pensacola into Cantonment and Gonzales looking good. See something else, just see something, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, coming up here next, got an update on vaping in schools. Not really good news. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we did see, well, first of all, this year's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Pensacola is going to be October 29th, Seville Square. The activities begin at 8 a.m. in registration. The walk begins at 9 a.m. So you can, you're invited to walk the walk, raise funds, bring your friends, celebrate with survivors. Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, October 29th. Register on our website, newsradio923.com. So I saw this coming out of Baldwin County, but if it applies to Baldwin County, it probably applies to here as well. Daphne schools, according to police, have seen a big increase in vaping in vaping products amongst the schools there. And it's not just high school, but also middle schools. So middle schools and high schools have been had a spike in vaping products being confiscated there in the schools. And so I figured, once again, if that's happening over there in Daphne, I'm sure it's happening over here in Escambia County as well. And it's one of those things where I would like to see, I've not seen any stats, and I was actually looked it up before the show. I've not seen any comparison that of basically vaping, like take the number of kids, the percentage of kids in high school or in middle school that vape nowadays compared to the percentage of kids, say, in the 80s or even the 90s who smoked cigarettes. You know, because now smoking cigarettes is not the thing, but instead they vape. And so everybody's concerned with the rise in vaping, but I'm just wondering if the percentage of kids vaping is about the same as it was of the kids who were smoking, you know, 15, 20, 30 years ago. Because if it is, then it's probably just going to be that way. That there's a percentage of kids who are just going to try tobacco products no matter what, right? Or is it a lot larger number or is it a lot smaller number than those who smoke cigarettes? Honestly, I think it was probably a lot smaller number, but maybe it's just the school I grew up in. A lot of kids smoked cigarettes when I was in high school.
I need love, to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. When mama said, can't hurry, love, no, you just have to.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We've got in about 6 minutes, got today's sign of the apocalypse. And, I think it's kind of a funny one. So we'll talk about that. It pertains to hands. Hands, yeah. But right now, let's go to David over in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, it's a good weekend for shrimp lovers because the Gulf Shores National Shrimp Festival going on. It's the 49th annual one this weekend. It's going on tonight through Sunday. It's happening at 101 Gulf Shores Parkway, and as you might guess by the name, it features a lot of shrimp and other food-related items, but there's also music and art and that kind of stuff. It's going on 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. each night, except for Sunday, over at 5 on Sunday. But if you have to park a ways away, there's also a shuttle service that costs $5, but it benefits the local school system in Gulf Shores. So, again, that going on through the weekend.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. 2022's most popular Halloween costumes thus far. For adults, it's the inflatable T-Rex. Okay, I think I've seen that costume outfit before. It's also Wonder Woman 1984, Buddy the Elf, Dark Knight, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, Captain Marvel, Rey from The Force Awakens, Harley Quinn, and Ride a Beer Buddy, where it looks like you're riding on a guy's shoulders. And then finally, top 10 was Elvis. Elvis making the top 10 for top costumes for adults. For children, Paw Patrol, Justice League, Dorothy, Darth Vader, Harley Quinn, black and white striped inmate costumes, inflatable T-Rex, Black Panther, Foxy from the video game Five Nights at Freddy's, and Sonic the Hedgehog. That made the top 10 for the kids' Halloween costumes. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have an accident that is going to be on Highway 90. If you are leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, it's on the causeway closer to the Pace side as you are approaching Woodbine Road. So keep that in mind, seeing some slight slowdowns in the eastbound direction. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear without any major slowdowns or accidents. You'll see your everyday afternoon traffic on 98 in front of the Live Oaks Nature Preserve. This is going to be going in the eastbound direction, backing up to just about Gulf Breeze proper as well. You'll start seeing the slowdowns. See something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So we were talking about the top 10 costumes for adults, top 10 costumes for kids for Halloween. There's also top costumes for pets. Minions, Midler's Winifred character from Hocus Pocus. Okay. Beetlejuice, Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. and walking teddy bear costumes. That's the top costumes for pets. So yeah, some of the items that are seeing bigger boosts in costumes this year compared to last year: Stranger Things costumes, Elvis and Priscilla, Patrick Bateman from American Psycho, and Top Gun costumes. You actually would have thought Top Gun costumes would have been a lot more popular this year. Speaking of what you wear, there was a poll that asked 1,000 male office workers, how often do you repeat what you wear to work? 21% said that they wear the same shirt at least 3 times per week. The same shirt at least three, what? At least 3 times per week. 10% said they wear the same shirt 4 times a week. So basically every day. I mean, that's basically like every day. You know, like there's one day that they're not wearing the same. But that's basically what they're saying. 52% said they have about 5 different looks and they'll rewear the same rotation every week. Yeah, I've seen that too. I'm very much a minimalist when it comes to my wardrobe. I don't have very many shirts, very many pants. And so I'll definitely wear things. And as long as you're washing your pants or your shirt in between, I guess you can wear it multiple times in a week. But yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting that guys often will wear, one fifth of guys will wear the same shirt up to 3 times in the same week regularly. So that's kind of interesting. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
A fancy restaurant in London was looking for a grape feeder who would feed customers grapes.
Wait, what? Yeah, that's right. Have you ever wanted to be like so wealthy that you had somebody feed you grapes? Like you're in some sort of old Greek like royalty type thing, or like a Greek goddess or something. Somebody's feeding you grapes. So a fancy restaurant in London was looking for a grape feeder who would feed customers grapes. The applicants must have, quote, gorgeous hands and a basic grasp of Greek and Latin. Perks include regular manicures and the finest food and wine available. Yeah, they immediately filled the position, apparently. But it got me wondering, what if you applied for the position and you didn't get it? Can you sue for, like, discrimination? Like, what? Are you saying my hands are ugly? Why do I not get that grape feeder position? You saying my hands aren't gorgeous enough? That's discrimination. That's hand discrimination. What if I identify my hands as gorgeous and you just think there aren't? I'm just saying, that could be some problems. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby. 92.3.